All right, this is called implementation support for reading, all right? Everyone struggles with the same issues when it comes to reading. So what you're about to hear is extremely valuable. And you'll need to hear it over and over. But once you get the basic thing, you'll start implementing it right away. So yes, you'll need reminding, but yes, you'll also be able to use this right away, what I'm about to tell you. So I'm here with Don, and the song is Can You Feel the Love Tonight? So Don has been nice enough to allow us to record a few seconds of him trying to play it on his own before he hears the following advice. Okay, all right, that's enough. That's enough right there. Okay, so first of all, we hear that Don can read. He knows the notes, and you know he's getting through the melody. But there's frustration. There's points where he can play through quickly, and points where he's stumbling. Overall, though, it's not all that satisfying. If he made it through the tune, which he could, I could have let the recorder run, you know, for the next however long, 5 minutes or however long it took to get through the tune. But it wouldn't be all that satisfying, and it's not that rewarding, so it doesn't warrant wanting to practice. What would warrant wanting to practice? What would make the practice more fun and more musical? Well, music is a time art, all right? And people think the metronome is a pain in the butt, and it's not. Listen to my audio series, my commuter audio called Fun with the Metronome. You know, one of my students heard that title and he was like, wait, isn't that an oxymoron? And I said, exactly, that's why I made that title that way. So how can a metronome help you have fun with the reading? Because you're going to read the note, the values of the notes, the rhythmic values of the notes, which is essential to the essence of the tune. The tune is not just the pitches, but it's also the rhythm. For example, if I sang the, like right now, I have a sprained finger, so I'm not playing right this minute. So excuse me, I have to sing rather than play this. But if I sang like da 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 da, and I asked you what song that was, you would be like, I don't know, dude, I don't know what that is. But it's the exact same note, but the rhythm was all over the place, right? So you get the idea. What we're going to use the metronome for is to play the rhythm of the notes. Even if we get the notes wrong, you're still going to stick to whatever you commit to for the rhythm. Now, the first step is to discover what an appropriate tempo is, all right? So, Don, if you could play... what do you think? I'm going to pause this right here. I'm going to ask him, what does he think is the hardest spot in the music? So we chose the fourth line, second and third measures of the fourth line of the tune. If you need the tune...
You want both of them?
If you listening to this don't have the PDF, make sure I send it to you or ask me for it. So yeah, do both lines. That's fine. Keep going. Good. So notice, ladies and gentlemen, that it's normal. I mean, notice that his rhythm is kind of all over the place. The easy parts he goes through quick, and the harder parts he goes through slow. That is completely normal, and that is what we're going to address right now. But we want to try and get an average tempo where he can play this whole section. Notice we're zeroing right in on the hardest section before we play the whole song. And I don't know what a good average tempo would be. So let's try 40. So I'm going to put the metronome at 40. And you're going to simply, and since it's all quarter notes in this section, you're going to simply try and play a note per beat. And if you miss the note, do not go back to correct it. Just keep your spot. I'm going to actually take my finger and have him follow along with that so he's not tempted to going back. So let's see how this sounds. 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. So we see it's too fast, which is perfectly fine. So, but my metronome doesn't go below 40. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna go to 60, but now we're gonna allow 2 clicks per note, which is the equivalent of 30 beats per minute, right? We may have done versions of this before, but this, you guys should get in the habit of doing. Now you have 2 clicks per note. And if that's still not long enough, then we'll do 4 clicks per note. It doesn't really matter. All right, so try it again. Now it's gonna go 2, 3, 4, and all right, 3 and 4, and go. Wait, you got 2 clicks each. So it's gonna sound like da, 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 da. Okay, so that's how it's gonna be. Ready? 2. So wait, don't get ahead. 2, 3, 4. That was it. So again, right on the beat. 2 and 3 and 4 and boom. No, it had, you have to wait for the, after the end of 4. So 2 and 3 and 4 and boom. Good, that was better. That was better. But that's still kind of fast, right? So instead of allowing 2 clicks per note, let's allow 4 clicks per note. Right? Actually, I'll tell you what. Let's allow 2 clicks per note, but we'll be at 40. So it's still 2 clicks per note, but I brought it back down to 40. So technically, it's really 20 because we're allowing 2 clicks per note. So it's going to sound like 2 and 3 and 4 and go. Wait, 2 clicks. So I'm actually gonna put here, I'll tell you what, I'll put it on that the metronome sounds different on every other click. So see here how it's kind of higher pitched? Like. So whenever the note is higher pitched, that's when you play. So 1, 2. 1, 2. Right, don't get ahead. Good. All right, so I'm going to stop the metronome for a second. We're just going to practice the note values. All right? I'm going to pause it. Actually, no, I won't pause the recording because this is useful too. Sometimes it's just a question of getting the note value, the note, the pitches, without any timing. So just get those first four. Let me hear the first 4 notes. No timing. Any timing you want. Good. Do that a few times. Any timing you want. Nope. Last note is open. Good. A few times in a row. Good. Like 3, 4 more times. Now that you've gotten that first phrase, now let's do the second phrase. Good, so it goes right from G to an open E. So here we go, one more time. Good, so notice, ladies and gentlemen, what we're doing is Number one, we're focusing in on one of the hardest parts of the tune. Number two, we're breaking that down into smaller units. Namely, I gave him four notes at a time, then another four notes at a time, and he's practicing that over and over. I'm going to pause while he practices that second phrase a few times. Awesome. So now that you got each phrase, now you're going to put the whole phrase together. The whole phrase consists of eight notes. Again, still no timing. And also notice, for those listening, that we are doing just the pitches. We're separating rhythm and pitches. First, just the pitches, no rhythm. So he's going to play all eight notes, just the pitches. He can do it in any rhythm he wants. Awesome. So now that he's getting that, there wasn't a single mistake in there. And if there had been, we would have made sure that we corrected those. But since there's no mistakes, now he's going to try and do it with trying to establish what's a minimum tempo at which he could do it. Let's go back to the 20, which is the metronome's at 40, but we're given two clicks each per note. Let's see how if that works out. So it's like 1, 2, 1... 2. All right, try that again. 1, 2. Ready? Go. All right, let's try that again. 1, 2. Yeah, for two clicks. Da. Wait, don't get ahead. Da. Da. Dee. Da. Da, da, good. So one more time. So obviously, you know, and I'm, this is not about Don. I mean, I'm helping Don big time by telling him this. But all you guys listening, all you guys do this. We all do this. Everyone rushes through the easy parts and goes super slow. They get stuck on the lower parts. What we're doing is smoothing everything out so you have a musical practice. You'll see. You'll see what happens by the end. This may be a bit painstaking right now, but trust me, it's all going to come out much better than you were before. So one time, I'm going to count 2. 1, 2. And then, 1. So you're going to, in other words, I'm going to count 1, 2, and you're going to do it on the next beat after that. So 1, 2. Boom.
Okay.
All right, so 1, 2. Boom, for two clicks. Da. Don't get ahead though. Da. Da. Dee. Da. 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 Okay, I'm gonna pause the thing for a minute while I work with him on that. All right, the two clicks at 40 isn't working, so I'm gonna try something else. I'm going to try four clicks at 60. All right. So what that really means is if you divide 60 by 4, that's really 15. What we're looking for is the beats per minute that Don can read at. All right. We discovered that 40 was too fast. Then we tried 20, namely two clicks per note at 40. That didn't work. Now we're going to 15. So I'm doing 60 beats. Now he's going to get four clicks per note. So it's going to sound like da, two, three, four. Da, two, three. Right? And you're going to make them ring. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Da, two, three, four. Da, two, three, four. Two, three, four. Two, three. Awesome. So at least now we got the tempo that which you can read. Now the downside of all this is we're going to have to go back and play the whole song and it's going to feel super freaking long on these whole notes, right? Because every click, I mean, there's four clicks per beat. So when you got a whole note, How many clicks are you going to have to do? 4 times 4, you're going to have to wait 16 clicks. But it's better than playing it all over the place, right? I'm going to try and, I'm going to stop icing my finger here and try and play along with you. By the way, on Don's metronome, his metronome goes down to 30. So for 50, I'm doing 60 at 4 clicks. He could do 30 at 2 clicks. So let's try your metronome. Either way, it's the same difference. So yeah, if you have it on, you're going to do 2 clicks per note. All right, so it's simply, the tempo is simply going to be 1 and 2 and you got to wait all that. So this is going to be ridiculously slow. The whole song is going to take 10 minutes to play through. But when he's done, we'll have the satisfaction of playing through the whole tune in time, right? And then it's only a matter of upping the tempo a little bit till you get to the desired tempo. So I'm going to start a new track because this is going to be a while on the next thing. But like I always say, it's harder to get on the scoreboard than, you know, it's harder to get like 10 points on the scoreboard, or in this case 15 beats per minute, than it is to get, you know, 100. It's harder to get from 0 to 15 than it is from 15 to whatever your desired score is, like 150 or whatever this song is at. Probably medium, like 100 or 120 or something, you know.